Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this is Snap P 53.
And I'm giggling because before we start our Snap Peas, we always play a little bit of YouTube through
so we can hear
the speakers to make sure that your speak pipes work. And Mandy was a little bit distracted on her phone, and the thing that came up, of course, because it has an ad first, was for one of the very many betting agencies in Australia. So the sound engineer comes on and he goes, do you know that in Australia the average amount that people bet each year is like $960 per person?
Which is terrible.
And I'm like, what? And then Mandy just deadpan goes, yeah, well, yesterday I
bought new flannelette sheets for everyone. I said, I have been spending a lot on betting.
I'm like, betting, Mandy.
Stop laughing.
The complete opposite almost of going and putting a bet on is going and buying a flannelette sheet. When she started to talk, I was like, what is she going to say? She's just so deadpan going, yeah, well, I put some bets on yesterday.
Sorry, everyone.
And we don't want to make light of it because my gambling addiction is revolting
I'm very upset about it too.
I'm anti-betting,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I am too.
I really am too. St Kilda Football Club, they're not sponsored by like, enjoy the game, not the odds or whatever.
Yeah, I'm frightened about what?
Oh, a young
– yeah.
I'll sound like my mum, but I'm worried about the young people.
Oh, no, I am too. It's huge. And I just think, like, that's why I remember playing Candy Crush and I thought I'm taking that off my phone because was just like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Yeah, and I thought, this is grooming.
I don't do any of them.
You know, anyway, not betting. I hope we spend a lot of money on bedding. I mean, it's cold here in Melbourne.
I mean, over the last 10 years with working, I would have spent
so much money on bedding.
More on bedding than most people.
But I've never put a bet on. Anyway, I'm going to laugh all day about bedding.
Maybe that's a new way to make
money. You need to get that bedding app off your phone. Stop looking at bedding all the time, Mandy.
Sorry.
That's what she was doing. She was looking at bedding.
Oh, good morning.
Hello, everybody. Are you new? This is the first time you've listened to the two Ps.
Yeah, this is kind of the stuff we do.
This is the amazing content. Quality that you're going to get.
Amazing content.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right. This is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Well, Welcome. This is the first nut pee we've had for a couple of weeks because we've been a bit distracted.
We've been busy. We're back. And yes, we are back. Send us your speak pipes.
We went to Canberra. We're going to Sydney. Yeah, lots have been happening. Kate got old.
Busy. I got old. Yeah. I really did. Yep. So, but it doesn't matter. I'm still working.
Yes.
I'm still here with you all. So, yes, quick weather report for Auntie Lisi. It's cold. I think that's what it's going to be till sometime in September when we get the first day over 20.
My gosh, it's been cold.
But Melbourne, we got cold early this year.
Yeah, and really, bitterly cold quickly.
Really did.
Yeah. So come down here if you want to get a new coat and scarf.
Scholarship actually went with a friend up to the mountains to study for a few days and watched it turn from green to white.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like, this was quite a thing. I've been to the snow.
You haven't seen it happen.
The village turn white. So, yeah, I was like, well, I'm not jealous.
No.
No, I'm happy here in my freezing cold life.
Yeah, that would have been beautiful. Well, that's something to know if you can go back next time and watch it happen.
Well, amazing. Yeah. I suppose it just has to be a coincidence. Yeah. Like she had study week.
Yeah, that's right.
And we had an early cold snap. Yeah. So, but anyway, she sent me some beautiful
photos.
We're
here. We're warm.
We're not warm.
Oh, well.
We've got the heater on, but we've had a guest and we didn't have the heater on.
I know,
probably.
Poor thing.
But anyway, I've got my fingerless gloves on. Yeah, so I feel like it's 1989.
Yep.
I got a scarf. I bought these gloves at a local shop.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking they were the coolest things when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And actually, they were so great.
Fingerless gloves, useful.
Yes, very useful.
And they're good for someone like Molly who can't get her fingers into gloves.
Yes, too hard.
So she either has to have a mitten or fingerless
gloves.
Well,
there's a mitten version.
Yes, and then you pull that over.
Yeah.
Yeah, because gloves, just to get her right hand into gloves, nightmare.
Anyway. Yeah.
Right, let's hear from the peas. We've got speak pipes.
Here we do.
Hi, peas. Hi. Just recording this from the driveway where I'm sitting in my car.
Yes.
And my partner and the pea shoots won't be home for another 15 minutes.
Oh.
So I will.
Oh. What? She's gone.
What will you be doing?
It didn't work.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Please come back to us.
I just want to say I often sit in my car.
Yeah, me too.
So please, whatever you were going to say.
It would have been profound.
The car wisdom is amazing. So I'm so sorry. That was it. That was the end of your message. Hopefully you enjoyed those 15 minutes.
Please speak pipe us again.
Please
and say,
do.
I am the car park.
I'm the car.
I'm in my driveway.
That's
your name. And we want to hear from you. We're sorry.
I don't know what happened there. Maybe you pressed mute on your phone or something. Or maybe the one-star speak pipe occasionally doesn't work.
Maybe.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. This is Steph here.
Hi, Steph.
I wanted to talk about some things, or three things.
Great.
That you guys mentioned on the podcast that have now clicked for me because I've become a mother recently.
Oh.
So the first thing is how expensive Omo is.
Yes.
Right. So Audi, you just buy the one brand.
Yes.
Washing powder or Audi.
Yes.
It's great. A few dollars.
Yes.
Then I had to go to Coles to get sensitive washing powder because Audi doesn't have that.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness, Omo is so expensive.
So expensive.
I couldn't believe the people buy Omo
to
wash their clothes in.
I know.
That's just like.
This is why we wanted to be sponsored.
Must be such a luxury.
I feel like that too.
So I had no idea about the kind of Omo joke that
you
guys had going.
It's expensive.
Until, I went and saw it for myself.
Yes.
The second thing I wanted to say was twin mumming is so hard.
Yes, it is.
Did you introduce that saying, no, you know, there's no tired person like a twin mum?
No.
You win. I was in a mother and baby unit, so that's a place where mothers stay to get psychiatric help with their babies.
Yep.
And there was a twin mum there, and watching her trying to feed her two babies, one being a slow feeder, one being a fast feeder, trying to burp them, trying to get them off to sleep.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. There is no tiredness like a twin mum tiredness.
No. There isn't.
I have a newfound respect for twin mums.
Yep.
And the third thing that's clicked is milestones. You guys have talked about milestones before.
Yep.
My baby was in the NICU and not for too long and came out. But she's already not reaching the first milestone of lifting her head off the ground. As I found out this week. And so I just want to say milestones, they do suck and they make mothers sad.
Yes.
I get that they have to be there, but
I know
it's not easy to be on the end.
No.
Receiving
it's not.
News that your child isn't meeting the milestones.
No.
So those are my three deepened observations and experiences now that started with you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you, bye. Steph.
Thank you.
Oh,
I mean, you know, milestones aside, because that is going to be a little tricky trigger for you for a really long time,
yeah.
And then you'll realize all the gorgeous milestones.
Yeah.
When you have a baby, they should give you some nice washing powder.
Yeah.
Because your clothes smell of milk, yes, and poo stains, yes, and bleeding and.
Maybe they do in those bags, but
they don't.
You know those.
They give you sometimes like a.
I mean, we don't
Johnson
know anymore.
Johnson.
But yeah, imagine they gave you like 30 kilos of Omo.
Maybe that's what I'm going to buy when all of my.
Yes, my mum did. She
friends
bought me
start
nice
having babies.
Liquid, not smelly
my
stuff.
My
yeah.
daughter's Kit, friends yeah. and stuff.
You buy them really nice.
Buy them nice washing powder.
Yeah,
because it is. So lovely.
My mum bought me the Amelin one.
Oh,
and it
yes,
smells
yes.
beautiful. So that was expensive. Really nice. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but I was never going to buy it. I didn't even know it existed.
No.
Yep.
And I hope you're being beautifully gentle with yourself,
yeah,
because mother baby units are tricky.
They are.
Having to go to two bloody grocery stores because Aldi doesn't
yep.
carry the sensitive
stuff. I mean, honestly, I went to Woolworths the other day after we got back from Canberra because I thought I'm just going to do a
you
bit of self-care and not go to Aldi. Isn't that weird?
No.
Well, I'm self-caring so I don't have to pack and repack yep. and pack yep. and repack. Yep. Anyway, it cost a
it's
lot
so
of money
more.
And
yep.
my face dropped. I was watching it go up thinking this was ridiculous,
yes,
Mandy.
Self-harm.
This was self-harm.
Yes.
Go back to Aldi.
Yes.
Anyway, I did it and the girl's like, wow, look at this thing and wow. Yeah. I said, I know, I felt like I was on holidays.
Well, it's an exciting once a year thing.
Well, I thought I can do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's and as Darren, well, Mandy, the cost of living, it's going up.
It really
I know,
is.
I know, but it really, really is. So I'm thinking of you all as we're trying to juggle
oh,
all of that.
It's terrifying.
It and is a bit.
They were saying on the news, oh, well, electricity bills are going to go up
yep.
so much that the
yep.
government's been talking
yes.
to the ombudsman. I'm like, well, what
yes.
do we do? We're
I
already
don't know.
At the limit
yeah.
and it's cold.
Yes.
And I know people that live in far north Queensland, it's hot.
Yeah.
You can't just
yeah,
not have cooling.
It's a bit scary.
It
anyway,
is really scary. We'll everything's all right today.
Going.
That's what I tell myself. Today, everything's
it's
fine.
Okay.
But when those
yeah.
bills come in, it's really
yes.
scary.
I've got a couple actually
yes.
sitting there.
So do I.
Yep.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, so we have actually wanted to say we've had a couple of speak pipes for Gary. So
yes.
send them through. We will forward them on.
We have. We've just forwarded them to him.
And he loves hearing
yes,
feedback as well.
Yes, he does.
Let him know how much you love his
yes.
episodes. Or if you've got suggestions or comments, it's always lovely to have the voice of the pea and the bean.
Yes.
We love hearing from you.
That's right.
And as does Gary.
Yeah.
So this snap pea. We also, Manny and I are going to touch very briefly on a topic that we have alluded to for a long time.
We wrote about in the book.
We did, but it's actually public demand, I would say.
Yeah.
A lot of people have messaged us, come up to us on
yes.
the street, have almost ashamedly
yes,
shared.
Yes, heaps.
That they are deconstructing from a religion or a faith. And how did we do it? What tips have we got and what can we tell them?
Mm.
And obviously we have two very different stories. Mm. So we're going to do an episode on it maybe
yeah.
in about a month.
We've always been really cautious to do an episode, but I feel like my heart can take it now.
Yes, and I also think the reason that we're cautious is not because we don't have a lot to say. It's because we have a lot to protect.
Yes.
And we will, just like we've protected our children, we'll also protect our families.
Yeah, that's
our,
right.
You know, Yeah, and so it's...
And with the book, I think I rewrote that part like 30 times.
Oh, that was
times.
The only thing was I was hardest, worried about. And same with you.
Hardest chapter.
And I don't know if Mum's actually read it.
No, mine has.
Yeah, I don't know if my mum has read. She's sent a lot of books to her friends, but I think, I don't know So we just want to say if you've got any little messages that you would like to go in that episode, you can do it anonymously through email.
Yep.
We will not reveal your name. You can send us a speak pipe.
Yep.
We're going to get a psychologist on who has also done this, had the same journey, but is wiser with words and feelings than us. And we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And like Mandy and I were saying, it's not just religion. Maybe you've had to leave a sports club that was very dear to you because someone was mean to your child or you suddenly didn't fit in anymore.
Or you left schools.
Or a job.
That's,
Mandy moved house to find a school that was accessible for her children. Yeah. So big financial risks.
Really?
Yeah, maybe you've moved countries.
Yes.
Or, you know, when the NDIS came out, we had friends moving 2 hours away to get to an area where the NDIS
was rolled out. Yep.
So all of those things are hard to do. So, of course, the biggest thing Mandy and I have done is leave a church.
Yeah.
And so we just wanted to talk about that, and we wanted to talk about what worked and what didn't work, and also for those of you who are happily in church.
Yes, which there are a lot of you.
This and may be interesting for you, and realise that there are little rectum comments that are made there too.
Yeah.
So, but I found this funny
But it's
quote.
Not going to be anti- It's
oh, no, no, never. That is like not who we are.
That's right.
We're calling
because we love everybody. But there is some unique things that we've felt since leaving something that was so dear to us, actually.
And I think we'll be unashamedly women's voices.
Yes.
Women play a huge role in churches,
that's
even
right.
when they're not allowed to be. Some churches you're not allowed to be a minister or a deacon or whatever.
Yep.
The role of women still holds that whole church up.
Yeah.
And if you've been at a church, you'll know.
What we're talking about.
Yeah. So to leave as
time.
A woman. Yeah, I think
it's
so
time.
Too. 3 years.
Yeah.
we're brave enough to talk about it. And because we will only do it with kindness. Religion is really important and it's really important to people. We're not talking about that.
No.
We're talking about what happens when you have to step away.
That's right.
And how do you cope?
So please, if there's a speak pipe, maybe just write flag it in the title or your email, then we can keep those for when we do
and
the
And we
episode.
Would really love them because it's your voice that makes this what it is.
Are you in ministry? Are you someone that's left and you're a minister, or you're a minister's spouse, or are you a child?
Maybe Gary can send us a message because Gary was a minister with that voice,
definitely
heavenly voice.
You can tell.
Someone said to me at the Canberra song, it's love songs and dedications. I was like, I said that. It is love songs and dedications, Gary. But I think also I was really thinking about this last night, and I think, you know, when you're brought up in a church, you learn to embrace the peace that comes with that, than having a belief. But there's a weird peace that comes from unpacking your childhood and realizing what you now believe to be true. And I think it actually makes you stronger to go against that flow. Sad, but strong.
Definitely.
And I wouldn't swap it.
No.
I wouldn't swap any of it.
Not now. Not 15 years down the track.
No, I wouldn't.
Me either.
Yeah, so it's it's not a sad thing.
Although I think it took me a decade to sort that out.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you had a huge impact on who we are and it's, you know, we talk about it a lot.
Yeah. So that will be the episode.
Yeah, that will be the episode, and we hope that you will happily
contribute.
Yeah, or not. You can just listen.
That's
We're
okay.
happy with that too.
That's fine.
But I know there's a lot of sleepers out there who have are deconstructing or have left who've really asked for this.
Yes.
So if you think you're alone, you're not.
No.
Because we get the DMs.
We do all the time. People slide up to me, oh, Mandy, I left the church.
Yes.
Yeah, all the time.
And a lot of women.
Yeah, mostly
amazing
women.
Amazing women who are changing the way they view life.
Yeah.
So, I also wanted to talk about, we met the beautiful Sam at our show in Canberra. She came to our original show in Sydney. She works with or for the Neighbour Day, which you may see we promote.
Oh.
I think it's in March. Anyway, she's an unbelievable human. She comments on everything we
she
do
does.
On our social media, and it's always supportive.
And she really made an effort to come. She had missed flights.
She had to fly to come. It wasn't just like wake up and decide to go.
No, and she was sitting in the front row.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, she's awesome. And she gave us this amazing gift.
Amazing.
Yes.
Big. She's like, you're famous now. You have to have a rider.
I was like, what is a rider?
So funny. I want M&Ms, but only the green ones.
Yeah.
And she gave us like.
Oh, Simply Grace candles.
Candles from Simply Grace. Which,
she goes, I said, oh, Jesus. She goes, I tried to find tubes, Mandy.
I know.
Oh,
she's
no.
so in tune.
She knows
caramels,
us.
Chewy caramel yes. lollies.
Oh, the girls love them.
Like yep. just. It was just incredible, actually, all yeah. the things that she – it was a big bag.
Yes, thank you.
And we did snack on it.
We did, and hands
it was,
down.
It was very loved.
I maybe had the cheeses for breakfast.
And some really cute badges. You know, I have yeah. my jacket with all the badges. Some patches that yep. we can
I've
sew
got them
on.
In here, actually. And to give them to you.
Way too generous, right? Ridiculously generous. But I just wanted to say, Sam, you make such a huge difference in – my life because I run a lot of the socials and you're so kind.
Yes.
She also showed us her business card, which she has now had to include Braille.
Yes.
Yeah, just an all-round awesome human.
I would also like to say thanks to Ruth yes. who gave us both individual cards yes. and then with a letter inside.
Which I don't know if we're allowed
no,
to
I'm
read.
Not going to read it, but I just wanted to say thank you to her.
Letter.
And Kate was like, what a great idea. Like you want to pour out your heart and soul, but you know you can't because it's the end of a live
people.
Show.
Yeah.
So the idea of just giving a little.
I'm going to do that.
I'm going to do it too. So thank
and
you, Ruth.
Stopped us in our tracks.
It really,
both of us.
Really did. I had to sit down.
Yes.
And then just
reread it
and yeah. take it in.
So thank
but
you.
Thank you, Ruth.
And thanks for people are so vulnerable and they come and they tell us their yeah. vulnerable stories and that's hard.
Yeah.
And we don't take it for granted. We love you all and thank you for coming out on a cold night.
Yes.
And really getting into it
yeah.
and laughing with us
yeah.
and buying merch. We've got really cute
oh,
new
cute
merch.
New merch.
So I'm assuming by the time we go to Sydney, which is in 2 weeks, all the merch will be on the merch store.
Yeah.
We gave Canberra a sneak peek.
Yeah.
We've got a new
thank
umbrella.
Thank you, merch P.
We've got socks.
Yes. New in cheaters.
You probably saw if you follow our Instagram. P Friend Lorraine flashing us with her podcasts a therapy t-shirt.
Oh, she looks so good.
So
yeah.
Mandy and I invented that phrase.
Yeah, can't wait. I want the jumper.
Yeah, and actually it sold really well
yeah.
because podcasts are
therapy.
And if you come to our show, you'll learn more about that.
Yeah.
But, of course, our merch is cute because Merch Fan is so great
yeah.
and Carly and Luke are awesome.
We're very grateful to them.
They will be in Sydney.
Yeah, they will.
And, yeah, we just
– hopefully they'll come into the show this time because they didn't come into the
no.
Sydney show because they were going to come into the Melbourne show and then ba-ba, pandemic.
I know. They said so they're coming in. They've booked tickets. I was like, you don't have to pay for tickets.
I know. How funny.
So
anyway, thank
yep.
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
To them. Yep.
Yep. So that's a lot we've given you.
Yep.
And now we're going to –
snap peas. You know, they're just all over the shop.
Yeah, that's right, just like us. We're going to finish this episode with a very important speak pipe.
Hi, peas. I just wanted to say.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. It's Molly here.
Oh, hi, Molly.
So, I did work experience.
Yes.
At Coles.
Amazing.
I'm not going to reveal which
place. I think this is the second one.
Matt. Because it reveals too much on me.
Yep.
But, yeah. And my teacher died. My drama
yeah.
teacher died.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that was pretty sad.
It
very
is sad.
And we currently just watched the funeral
mm.
about him mm. and his life.
Yeah.
So
sad.
Yeah. And the bad thing about work experience
yes.
is the staff just don't even recognize me.
Oh, Molly. Well, that's not nice.
Mm.
I don't like that.
Like, of course, the thing's still going. The food's still out. I had to do lots of stock and shelves and asking people, how was it your day? Help. And people ask me, where's the peas? Where's the frozen peas? And I just say, over there. In aisle four, whatever. So, and the best thing
yeah.
is there's lots of lollies in the staff room. There's lots of chips. There's noodle, 2 minute noodles.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, yeah. Bye.
Bye.
I really
hang on.
Hope you can find some frozen peas. Bye.
She said to me, people didn't really talk to her. There's a barrier. That's what she said.
Wow. Mm. How insightful.
Yeah.
As in the other staff.
Yes.
Yeah, well then.
So, like, managers were kind.
But then we can learn. Coles can learn from that,
so
right?
I thought, you know, I'm conscious, but.
No, we love that Coles takes on work experience.
Yeah, that's right.
But also, we, Molly, I just want to say, I'm super proud of you. You looked so cute in your uniform.
Yep.
I know loads of people, your mum's friends, might have accidentally stumbled across you.
Yes.
And we've really, really loved hearing all about it.
Yeah.
And thank you for sending us that message. Yeah.
Hi, it's Molly here, number two.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Molly, number two.
I forgot something.
Yeah.
I just want to say, why are you on a billboard?
Are you teasing us?
Yes.
And I got pretty exciting news.
Yeah.
Apart from work experience.
Yeah.
I've been selected to go to Queensland.
Oh.
For school camp.
Yeah.
Not my second school camp. Actually, the what is it called? The
trip.
The trip. Yeah. And I'm going to be flying alone.
Oh.
With my school, of course. Going to be up there for 10 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And Mum will be pretty sad.
She will be very sad.
She doesn't get to come.
Boo.
Because it's Miss...
It's not for Mum's.
No.
11th birthday.
Mm. Oh, it's that week.
Mm. When I'm going.
Mm. Yep.
And I'm going to go on Lazy River. Mum doesn't get to come.
I love a lazy river.
You know?
When what?
I'm going to buy a fantastic present.
I bet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is an amazing thing.
It's going to be quite great.
I think so.
Quite great.
Yeah.
I have busy turn four.
You
I'm
really
going
will.
To Taz.
Yes.
Tazzy
yes.
For... Special Olympics.
Yep.
And I'm going to on another camp with my school.
Yes.
To someplace else.
Portsea.
And I'm going to Queensland.
Wow. We're not even going to see
November,
you.
November. So. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
She was really proud, and I know it's a bit difficult with the Queensland trip because not everybody can go.
Yeah, right.
And so some children have missed out. So we're not bragging about that.
No.
Typically the school would do an America-Canada trip.
Really?
Yes, and that's what this is in lieu of because no one's going overseas anymore.
No.
So she's very thrilled to have been chosen.
Well, I'm
so,
really excited for you.
Mm.
That's a long time.
I know, 10 days.
Ten days. What is Mandy going to do?
What am I going to do? Miss 11 will have me busy.
She will. And I think we have a speaking gig.
Yes, we
as
do.
As well, that we have to get on
that's
a plane
right,
for.
Exactly. So yeah. That actually works out okay. So,
sorry if you just heard the pod dog.
Yeah, it's nice to hear her saying some things that she's looking
so
forward
nice.
To, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We're thrilled. We're really thrilled. And we're on a billboard because we're awesome.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
She's like, what?
I know. Buzz and Woody were like, what do you mean? And I was like, this is what I mean. It's...
Oh, dear.
Anyway.
So, yes, thank you, Molly.
Thank you. Beautiful thank you, girl. Molly. Thank you to everybody else who has sent in messages. Car park person, send the message again.
Yes, send it back. Come on. We need car park pee.
Keep sending us speak pipes. We'll keep making snap peas.
Yes.
Rate and review, and we'll see you on
Thursday. This Thursday, beautiful
Very
episode.
Special episode.
It's a special episode.
It is.
So, yeah. Okay, see you. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.